be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. This is a great verse for couples to memorize. Because sometimes, sometimes there's disagreements with couples where they disagree loudly on things, okay? And then, they sleep with their backs one to another. And you know what they do sometimes? You know what I do sometimes? Yeah, I said it. You let the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, I don't do it all the time. In fact, I try to purposely make sure that, before the day ends, like 11:59, I'll wait till the very end. Before the day ends, that I go to my wife and I'll tell her, like, hey, do you have something you need to tell me? No, I'm just kidding. I'll tell her, like, hey, I'm sorry for this. I'll swallow my pride. And I'll tell her, hey, I apologize for this. I'm really sorry. I don't want to, have any tension between you and I. Because of the fact that the Bible says not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. And look, folks, if you've ever allowed this to happen to you, to allow the sun to go down upon your wrath, you know how crappy you feel in the morning. You don't get a good night's rest because it's on your mind. And you're just like, man, I feel like I wasn't right with God all night or something. And you weren't. Because you let the sun go down upon your wrath. And so the practical teaching here is that, you know what? You are going to get angry in your relationships. The important thing is that you need to learn how to resolve conflict. And don't run away from resolving conflict. You have conflict with someone in the church, before you leave, go resolve that thing. Go say, hey, you and I are fighting. We're not getting along very well. What's up? I know a lot of people don't like confrontation. They just don't like that kind of confrontation. But folks, it'll help your relationships. And here's the thing. You don't have to like it. You just have to do it. You don't have to like confrontation. You just have to do it. And just say, hey, I have an issue here. I need to talk to you about it. I'm bitter towards you. I'm mad at you or something. But just in marriage in general, your spouses should be like your best friend. Okay? And so, that's the closest person you'll have this side of eternity. You should be able to resolve conflict with your spouse and apologize to her, apologize to him, and get it right, because the worst thing you can do is let the sun go down upon your wrath. You say, well, what happens if I do? Well, look at verse 27. Neither give place to the devil.